Counsel, whenever you're ready.
May it please the court, good afternoon. Jim Whitwer appearing for petitioner City of Greeley in this case. Joining me at council table is my colleague Gabe Rax. We're concerned here with the proper interpretation of several provisions of the Greeley Charter. As a home rule city, Greeley has broad powers under the Colorado Constitution. First, to create agencies and allocate powers and duties to those agencies. Secondly, to create procedures for exercising constitutionally granted rights. Here, the rights of condemnation under Article 16 of the Constitution. Greeley's charter is also the primary source for rules of construction when a court interprets charter provisions. Under the charter, there are three independent bases that support the exercise of the city's constitutional authority to condemn land for water pipelines in this case. Two are authorities granted to Greeley's Water and Sewer Board. One is the authority to establish a water enterprise and to provide for every function of water and sewer operations. That's Section 17.1 of the Charter. The second is the authority to acquire water assets, supplies, and facilities, Section 17-4C of the Charter. The third basis that supports Greeley's exercise of condemnation authority in this case is passage of a resolution authorizing the condemnation by the Greeley City Council. When interpreting the Charter, courts must heed the rules of interpretation that the Charter can and does itself provide that are relevant here. With respect to the Water and Sewer Board's authority, it's clear from Section 2.8 that boards shall have such powers as are prescribed by the Charter. It's also clear from Section 1.3, the Home Rule provision, in fact, that the Charter's enumeration of particular powers shall not be deemed to be exclusive of others, nor restrictive of general words or phrases granting powers. What do those two interpretive provisions mean when taken together here? Well, it means, as the district judge himself initially conceded, that obviously you can acquire through condemnation. The board's acquire is a general word. The board's authority and duty to acquire is a general power that includes acquisition by condemnation. In violation of the rule of construction in the Charter, the judge here erroneously restricted the general meaning of that term acquire. If you look it up, it's to gain ownership of by any means, to mean only voluntary purchases.
Council, I'd like to ask you about the case of City of Aurora versus Commerce Group that was cited in the brief.
Yes.
In that case, it interpreted a different set of statutes, but it was also a condemnation matter, and the statute simply had acquire. But they said unless it was read specifically that acquire in that context didn't mean condemnation, but rather meant purchase by contract. How would that apply to your argument here in interpreting the city charter?
It's a good question. And of course, that case is not alone. There are other cases that look to statutory grants of authority that fall short of condemnation authority. And courts, when confronted with that, have typically adopted a narrow construction, looked at in other places where statutes have granted cities condemnation authority in other contexts, and concluded that the legislature, which is obviously the master of what powers are given or withheld under statutes, has plenary authority to grant or to withhold that, and they interpreted that to be legislative intent to withhold that in that particular case. Contrast that case along with the Mack case or the Eaton case, where you're talking about cities looking exclusively to grants of statutory authority with the home rule authority granted under the Constitution itself. There you have cases where cities are given as broad a power as possible. The official case cited in our reply brief says the Home Rule Amendment was designed to give as large a measure of home rule in local municipal affairs as could be granted under a Republican form of government. Obviously, the home rule power itself grants various kinds of condemnation authority. In this case, of course, we're operating under a different piece of condemnation authority that's granted to all water appropriators, not just domestic or municipal providers, but to ditch owners, et cetera. But the point is, there's no real question that the city possesses the condemnation authority granted by the Constitution. The legislature really doesn't have anything to do with it here. The question then is, what is a home rule city's authority to keep house and to organize and order the exercise of that constitutionally granted power, which quite bluntly bypasses the legislative process and takes you, I believe, out of the statutory condemnation case analysis at issue in Aurora and some of these other cases. Most importantly, cities can, because they can keep house under the Home Rule Amendment, they can derive their own rules of construction of their own charters. There's nothing wrong with that. This isn't a question about whether Greeley has the power to condemn water pipeline rights of way from a point on the river to the city of Greeley. That's clearly established under Longmont against Lyons. So we're not talking about that issue. So that makes it clearly distinguishable from that line of cases.
Okay, so you may have already said, but refresh my memory if you did. What is it in the charter that allows the city of Greeley to say, when we say acquire, we mean purchase and condemn?
Well,
when the legislature says acquire in the statute, it only means purchase.
That's a very good point. The general rule of construction is in section 1.3, the home rule provision. Enumeration of particular powers in this charter shall not be deemed to be exclusive of others, nor restrictive of general words or phrases granting powers. That's exactly opposite of the line of case law and the line of interpretation limiting the scope of statutory grants and looking at the word acquire to say you had to say more. That completely nullifies that, and Greeley had every right to do that in its municipal charter. The second independent source of the board's authority in this case was to qualify water functions as a constitutional and statutory enterprise and to provide, again, for every function of water operations. Several elements confirm this authority, grants condemnation authority. First of all, confirming that the board is authorized to create the enterprise. The city code does establish the enterprise and the enterprise fund. There's no serious question that the enterprise, in fact, exists on this record.
Yeah, let me ask you a question about the city code. Were any of the ordinances actually put into evidence?
The ordinances were, this was all done by motion.
Right.
The ordinances were cited to and were available by reference to the internet. I'm aware of a line of cases that discusses whether and when and how a particular piece of code might need to be admitted into evidence, but
that's exactly where I'm going.
I figured you were, and this is an enormously summary proceeding coming at the 11th hour, right before the hearing, which is required to be held for the landowner to challenge Greeley's proofs of whether it has authority and whether it's properly exercised it in this case. And all we had time to do was to cite that. I would argue that in the modern age, when codes and charters are available on the internet as a reference, that the need for separately admitted exhibits and authenticated exhibits, et cetera, needs to be relaxed, particularly in an expedited and summary proceeding such as this.
So is it your position that as an appellate court, we can take judicial notice of those municipal code provisions?
I believe so. I think that you can authenticate whether you're on the right website or not.
And once there,
you can find the code.
Excuse me for interrupting. Aren't there cases that say that a court may not take judicial notice of ordinances?
Yeah, and I recall they're about 20 years old. They predate the internet.
Are you aware of any more recent cases holding otherwise in light of the internet?
I am not, but I would urge this court to take judicial notice in this case of things that were not controverted one side or the other. Otherwise, I believe we'd just be compelling an unnecessary hearing where the court has before it everything but about seven magic words from a witness. And we'd be back talking in front of you yet again.
Do you have offhand a reference number of the code that qualifies it as a lottery enterprise?
I believe it is in our opening brief. I will find that. I think it is code section 14.04.050, cited in two places in our opening brief.
Thank you.
Yep. Enterprises. It's been established as an enterprise, and there's a separate 0.130 statute that establishes the enterprise fund for water enterprises. And the statute basically confirms that the board of a district, the water enterprise statute confirms that the board of a district here, the city's water and sewer board, can exercise the city's legal authority. That's 37.45.1101 at SEC. And a more recent eminent domain statute makes clear that such enterprise boards may exercise eminent domain authority for limited purposes on behalf of a city. So both as a water enterprise and under its power to acquire water assets, supplies, and facilities, the board has condemnation authority. I think the other part of the court's decision was that the charter provision requiring in part that every act placing any burden upon or limiting the use of private property shall be by ordinance requires the authorization to acquire property, in this case by condemnation to occur by ordinance, is clearly erroneous. The plain language of the list of actions requiring that excludes acquisition of property, certainly excludes condemnation of property. There's no legal precedent for this holding. The general rule in the McQuillan treatises where a charter provides particular things should be done by ordinance, the implication is matters not specifically enumerated can be dealt with otherwise, including by resolution. You know, the variety of specific actions that must occur by ordinance does not include eminent domain. There's an irony there in that the court was rather elastic in construing the words burden and limit to include acquire, in contrast to the shrunken scope that the judge gave to the word acquire when construing the board's authority. His approach is internally inconsistent and also conflicts with the plain meaning and the rules of construction in the charter and elsewhere. Contrast the broad scope of burden and limit that he's attempting to use with what I think was understood. Burden and limit is things like zoning of private property, other police power actions. The one case we have looking at language burdening limiting is the City of Arvada case that involved a building. I guess it was the city engineer conditioning the issuance of a building permit on someone having to line a ditch on their property. That action, because they had the identical charter language, which didn't occur by ordinance, was invalidated and sent back because it did not. But that's a limit on private property. It's not buying the private property.
Mr. Whitworth, if we were to just look at the plain language of that charter provision, it doesn't say that it applies only to the police power. So what would compel us to follow your suggested interpretation?
Common sense, among other things. If you look at cases that talk about the police power, we have a Western Investments case, I believe it is, talking about the zoning power. They use almost identical language about the scope of that authority to burden and limit the use of power. If you don't come up with that, then any acquisition of the city of anything that starts out in private hands needs to be by ordinance. I submit there's no distinction between land and other forms of private property. A vehicle, a paperclip, it doesn't really matter. You're going to end up with a construction that produces an absurd result, obviously something courts don't do. There's no logical line drawing that can be done once you say burden or limit means acquire. You can't split it between condemnation. You can't split it between easements and fee interest. You're sliding down that slippery slope, and you're at the bottom with an absurd result.
Does that language apply to purchases of objects? I guess that's what you're suggesting when you're referring to your paperclip example.
An acquisition is an acquisition.
But it says placing any burden upon or limiting the use of private property. So when you buy something.
That's correct. Does that mean if you condemn a piece of property for a police station versus you buy the piece of property, there's no line drawing that you can do that. If you buy an easement versus you condemn it, there's no appropriate distinction.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitmer.
May it please the court. Good afternoon. My name is Jamie Cotter, and I represent the appellee Richard Snyder. With me at council table is Wayne Schroeder. This is a case that addresses a home rule city's ability to condemn a piece of property within the confines of the Due Process Clause. I'd like to begin by focusing on some of the questions you asked, Mr. Whitwer. First, Your Honor asked, how can we distinguish the word acquire from the word condemn? And isn't there a case law holding that the word acquire does not mean to condemn? That's exactly right. And the city of Greeley cannot point to a single case holding that the word acquire means to condemn. There's no case law to support this. This case comes to the court on a motion for summary judgment. It must be decided as a matter of law. Acquire means purchase by contract. The Colorado Supreme Court has specifically held that when interpreting the right of condemnation by an entity, it is to be construed strictly against the entity seeking to condemn a piece of property. Holding today that a home rule city can acquire a piece of property and therefore can condemn would go against Colorado Supreme Court holdings. Further, Your Honors focused on Greeley's status as the Water and Sewer Board status as a water enterprise.
Before you get there, I want to take just one step back. Could you respond to the argument that Section 1.3, the home rule provision, allows the city of Greeley to give the word acquire a greater meaning than, say, the legislature could in a statute?
Yes, Your Honor. The city of Greeley cannot interpret its charter in violation of Colorado law. The city of Greeley essentially here started off saying that the Water and Sewer Board has the right to condemn this property, and then said, oh, no, just kidding. The city of Greeley has the right to condemn this property pursuant to resolution. And then went as far as to say, no, the Water and Sewer Board as an enterprise has the power. However they want to interpret their charter, it must be in accordance with Colorado law. Admittedly, there are no cases out there holding that a home rule city must pass an ordinance before condemning a piece of property. However, Article 20, Section 6 of the Colorado Constitution specifically gives the city of Greeley the right to condemn a piece of property within the limits passed by the charter. The electorate in the city of Greeley specifically elected to put this limit on the right of condemnation. That is the requirement that the city of Greeley pass an ordinance before condemning a piece of property.
Okay, but if the city of Greeley wanted their charter, when they use the word acquire, if they want it to mean both purchase and condemn, can they not do that?
They can do that by amendment, yes. They initially used the word acquire, which does not mean condemn. Further in that, I think it's called perfunctory synopsis, which is the beginning of the charter. It specifically says that they looked at other charters, other home rule charters around the state, and decided which parts of them to use and which parts not to use. In our brief, we explained that the home rule cities of Denver and Pueblo, their respective water and sewer board departments have the right to condemn, and it specifically says in the charter that these entities have the right to condemn. The city of Greeley specifically, presumably, chose not to use those words and limit the right of the ability of the city of Greeley to condemn on an ordinance. And this is a reasonable limitation. This is the taking of private property, which is protected by our Constitution. Therefore, you know, this case really comes down to interpretation of the charter, and the city of Greeley is bound by the words that it used in the charter.
What would be the reason for saying that a condemnation should occur by ordinance rather than by resolution, given the language from McQuillan that I think I read in the briefs saying that a resolution is usually something that affects one particular factual circumstance, whereas an ordinance is more like a general policy?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for using an ordinance. The first is that there's notice and an opportunity to be heard. And as I explained before, this is a taking of private property. So it's completely reasonable. And here, there's a taking of numerous pieces of private property. This is not one factual situation that only affects our client. If you read the resolution that the city of Greeley passed, it passed a resolution to take numerous pieces of property.
Are you suggesting there was no notice to Mr. Snyder that the resolution was going to be discussed?
That's right. There was no notice. Mr. Snyder received notice when he received the petition and condemnation. There was no advance notice at all whatsoever. And that's exactly why an electorate would require an ordinance, is to have advance notice and an opportunity to be heard. Resolutions are much easier to pass. They can be listed as consent items. They don't have to be publicized. There's no notice given. So it's completely reasonable that the electorate would want this. And in moving on to the water enterprise issue in this case, which was the third issue that the city of Greeley brought up, as I said before, the first time we heard about this is not in the petition and condemnation. It was never pled. It was brought up in oral argument on the motion for summary judgment. The city of Greeley said, well, the Water and Sewer Board is a water enterprise, and it has the powers under the Constitution. The first response to that is there's no evidence in the record that the Water and Sewer Board was qualified as a water enterprise. We concede that it could have been qualified, but there's no evidence in the record. And council, as you heard, can't cite a single case holding that the internet is sufficient to supplement the record. Further, even if we admit that it's a Water and Sewer Board, which we don't, but if we did, a water enterprise only has the powers of its district. Here, if you find the district is the Water and Sewer Board, we're back to what we were just talking about, which is acquired does not mean condemn. Therefore, the Water and Sewer Board, as qualified as a water enterprise, has no power of condemnation. Second, if you hold that the Water and Sewer Board as a water enterprise has the power of the district, which is the city of Greeley, it also doesn't have the power to condemn under these circumstances because an ordinance was never passed. We absolutely agree that the city of Greeley has the power of condemnation. It's just limited in that you must pass an ordinance first. And going back to that, this is a due process requirement. So the procedures have to be followed precisely and directly, and they weren't in this case.
Excuse me if I may interrupt. So if we agree with your position, then are you saying that the city could start all over again and provide notice and an opportunity for hearing to establish an ordinance that would accomplish the same thing that it sought to accomplish through the resolution?
Well, while those exact facts aren't before us now, there would be potential res judicata issues in that the city of Greeley did it incorrectly the first time. They had ample opportunity to amend this petition and condemnation. They keep saying this was on the doorsteps of an immediate possession hearing, which the arguments regarding the motion for summary judgment were. However, this petition was filed in October, and we didn't argue this until February. The city of Greeley never amended it. It never added these additional arguments, and it never, quote, what we think is did it the right way. So I guess I'm not exactly sure what that answer is, but I would hesitate to say that they could go back and do it correctly based on res judicata.
Okay, thank you.
And moving on to the third question you asked, which is about the interpretation of the language to place a burden upon or limit the use of private property. Council tries to say that if you find that the city of Greeley, that the city of Greeley can't purchase paper clips or purchase any sort of office supplies without passing an ordinance, that's somewhat within our facts of the case. And further, a voluntary exchange is different from the taking of private property, which is what we're dealing with here. We're not dealing with a voluntary exchange. We're not dealing with a sale of private property. We're dealing with the taking of private property. Here, we think that the condemnation places a burden upon and limits the use of private property in multiple ways. The first is that the city of Greeley is seeking an easement to put a 60-inch pipeline through a piece of property. That easement almost obviously burdens the underlying fee. Further, the city of Greeley is condemning access to to about 30 contiguous acres surrounding these easements. They can go whenever they please on and off that piece of property, and Mr. Snyder's cannot unreasonably withhold his consent for the city of Greeley to come upon his property. That's arguably a limit and a burden upon private property. Therefore, we think that pretty clearly condemning an easement for access in a 60-inch pipeline limits the use and burdens the underlying property.
So, Ms. Cotter, what is your response to Mr. Woodward's argument that this language applies clearly only to police powers and not to condemnation powers?
I would say that the charter doesn't say that. And again, the city of Greeley is bound by the language that its charter uses. And while this may be applicable to zoning powers, it doesn't say that it's solely applicable to zoning powers.
But he told us in his argument, at least, that this comparable language has been applied clearly just to police powers and not to powers of condemnation.
Well, I would disagree. The cases that we cited from other jurisdictions explain that sometimes regulation on a piece of property results in a taking of that property. That's the result here. We're not talking about regulations on a piece of property. We're talking about the taking of private property. So the effect is the same whether it's by regulation or by condemnation. And further, the City of Arvada case, while not a condemnation case, explains clearly that when you require someone to put a pipeline or line a ditch through their property, that constitutes a limit upon and burdens the use of private property. In conclusion, I'd like to stress that this case must be decided as a matter of law. The City of Greeley has not presented adequate law to enable this court to reverse the trial court. And further, they can't adequately distinguish the cases that we've cited requiring that this court affirm the trial court. So we would ask that the Court of Appeals affirm the trial court. And that's it. Thank you.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You said that they have not presented adequate law. The City of Greeley has asked us to take judicial notice through the internet of apparently the entire code. What's your position on that? And by the way, are you aware of any cases in the last 20 years on judicial notice of ordinances?
I'm not, Your Honor. I would say first that it would be inappropriate to take judicial notice of the fact that an ordinance was passed qualifying the Water and Sewer Board as a water enterprise. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, regardless of that fact, the City of Greeley still has not adequately addressed the issue that even if the Water and Sewer Board is a water enterprise, they only have the powers of the district, which is either the City of Greeley or the Water and Sewer Board, neither of which have the power to condemn in these circumstances.
Did you answer my question, whether we could take judicial notice of the internet provisions of the Greeley Code?
No, I don't think so, Your Honor.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cotter. Thank you again, Mr. Woodward. We appreciate both of your arguments this afternoon. The case will stand submitted and a written opinion will issue in due course. That concludes this afternoon's oral arguments for Division 1. The court will be in recess and the bailiff may so announce.
Subject to call.